A shadowy cryptocurrency exchange is leaking money, even as its users cry foul over frozen withdrawals. Good evening, I'm Stan Higgins, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 31st, the Bitcoin White Paper's 10th birthday. Also on today's show, former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen has been gifted a small amount of Bitcoin, and new documents show that officials in India recently met to discuss a possible ban on so-called private cryptocurrencies. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. The world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, has frozen accounts that received more than 93,000 Ether from two wallets indirectly linked to the troubled Russian Bitcoin exchange, WEX. The accounts were frozen on October 25th, Leah Lee, a spokeswoman for Binance, told CoinDesk. The action was taken in response to pleas from WEX users who have been watching the Ethereum blockchain, the known location of a public wallet belonging to the WEX exchange, uneasily in recent months, while they have been unable to withdraw their funds from the exchange. These users traced the flow of funds through the Ethereum blockchain and concluded that the two wallets that sent the Ether to Binance in 25 transactions from August through October were controlled by entities related to WEX. The traders have expressed concern that they won't get their money back now that the funds have been moved to Binance. They are worried because WEX, a successor to the defunct BTCE exchange that inherited its infrastructure, has not allowed withdrawals from major cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether since July. Given a lack of answers or clarity about the state of affairs at WEX, frustrated users began filing police reports with Russian authorities earlier this month. You can read our full investigative report on CoinDesk.com. She may not be a fan of Bitcoin, but former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen now has a small amount of Bitcoin in her possession. On Monday, Yellen explained why she believes Bitcoin is not a useful form of currency during an appearance at the Canada FinTech Forum. The former chairperson of the U.S. Central Bank has struck critical tones in the past toward cryptocurrency, but elsewhere has said that she views blockchain as a, quote, important technology. A day after her remarks, according to an email obtained by CoinDesk, Raz Supervici, the founder of Bitcoin gifting service Bitterica, sent Yellen roughly $20 of Bitcoin by way of her University of California, Berkeley email address. When contacted to confirm the gift, Yellen said that she had in fact received it, but hasn't gone far in investigating her newly obtained coins. Bitterica's founder told CoinDesk that he wanted to help Yellen learn more about Bitcoin, seeing the gift as the best avenue for that to occur. The Indian government is considering imposing a ban on what it calls private cryptocurrencies in the country. At the 19th meeting of the Financial Stability and Development Council, or FSDC, on Tuesday, the country's finance minister, Arun Jaitley, discussed, quote, the issues and challenges of crypto assets and cryptocurrency, among other things, according to a press release issued by the government's Press Information Bureau. In the discussion, the council was briefed on the, quote, deliberations by a high-level committee chaired by the Secretary of Economic Affairs to come up with an appropriate legal framework to ban the use of private cryptocurrencies in India. While the status of any framework for a ban is currently unclear, if it comes into effect, it would likely rule out the general use of cryptocurrencies by the country's citizens for exchange and trading. However, the wording seems to leave the country clear to launch a central bank digital currency, as has previously been proposed. The meeting comes as the cryptocurrency industry in India is already in crisis following an April order by the Reserve Bank of India that prevented domestic banks from providing services to crypto firms such as exchanges. Since then, exchanges have been seeking alternative ways to keep their businesses from failing, including the launch of crypto-to-crypto trading. However, ZebPay, once the largest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume in the country, shuttered its trading services last month. Furthermore, last week, an ATM run by the Uno Coin Exchange was seized by police and its co-founder arrested. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange has teamed up with distributed ledger startup Digital Asset to develop a blockchain platform for post-trade processing. The two firms are exploring the development of a blockchain-powered platform for HKEX's northbound Stock Connect program, according to a spokesperson. The news comes after HKEX revealed in March that it was looking to follow the Australian Securities Exchange in putting settlement transactions on a blockchain-based platform. Notably, Digital Asset is also developing that platform as part of a plan to replace the ASX's aging CHESS clearinghouse system by 2021. Launched in 2014, Northbound Stock Connect allows international and mainland Chinese investors to trade securities in one another's markets through the trading and clearing facilities of their home exchanges. HKEX has already said it completed a functional prototype along with Digital Asset aimed to resolve these issues. The prototype allows a group of market participants to specify settlement workflows in advance and thus help bridge time zone differences. And finally, a cryptocurrency ticker application called CoinTicker appears to be installing two backdoors on computers made by Apple, according to cybersecurity firm Malwarebytes. The app downloads and installs parts of two different pieces of malware, Evil OS X and Eggshell, both of which are backdoor applications that can be used to log keystrokes, steal data, or execute certain commands. Malwarebytes director of Mac and Mobile Thomas Reed wrote that it is possible that the malware was designed to steal cryptocurrency keys. CoinTicker acts as a legitimate application designed to present the price of a selected cryptocurrency on request. The user installing the app can choose between Bitcoin, Ethereum, Monero, Zcash, and others, according to a screenshot. However, the app also installs Evil OS X and Eggshell in the background. The app does not require root or other elevated permissions, meaning the user likely will not see any sign of infection. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. As a side note, in honor of the 10th anniversary of the Bitcoin white paper, Coindesk has published a series of features celebrating the milestone. To read our special series, visit coindesk.com/category/bitcoin-white-paper-reviewed. Finally, you can email us directly with notes, questions, or just to say hi at lateconfirmation@coindesk.com. For Coindesk, I'm Stan Higgins, and this has been Late Confirmation.